Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It is time for the Jeff Bannister Show. It is brought to you by City Credit Union. This segment's presented by AA Best Bail Bonds and by the Frankels at 800 Lawyers. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the office of Frankel & Frankel at 800 Lawyers. The strong army of attorneys to fight for you. Principal office, Dallas, Texas. Here he is, the man, Jeff Bannister, with us here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing up there today?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon to you.
So I guess it's been a while since I asked you about Rugi. Kind of got uncomfortable or depressing. I don't know what word exactly to put on it. But now, you know, 2-for-3 last night, and his average is looking really good. Do we have our lovable Rugi back in the fold here for you? What, can you give us a midseason update here on him?
Oh, I believe so. Look, sometimes these guys go through challenges in their careers, and he's been through probably the greatest challenge he's ever had in a young baseball career. But I believe he's moving in the right direction. The work is there. More importantly, the mindset is there. Staying focused in on what really works for him. It kind of stripping the fat off, if you will, and really just doing simple better.
What can you go into sort of what it was for him in terms of what does that mean? What is doing simple better?
Well, you know, if you look at his approach in the batter's box right now, it's a lot calmer. It's not that over aggressive style attack. He's attacking with a more balanced approach. He's hunting a pitch to hit, not believing that he can hit everything. Centralizing his swing plan, looking for a certain zone, and sticking to it. And you know, these guys, listen, when you have success, anytime you have anything, you start to believe that you can have success with everything, especially when you're young. And so it was exciting for him. He did a lot of really good things, got challenged. But he had to do some evaluation, and we all go through that. And then there comes a time, and I've talked about this before, when guys are vulnerable to be coached. And he got to that point, and he said, okay, what do we need to do? And so it got down to really paying attention to it and then put it in play. But he had to commit to it and focus in on staying balanced on his legs, short stroke to the baseball, and not trying to hit the ball 450 feet.
Well, can't blame him. It was pretty awesome to watch all those homers fly out of the yard. I think I would get addicted to that.
Absolutely. No, everybody likes home runs. It's just, you know, you need to be a winning player, a championship player. You need to be more than that. You got to be able to hit the ball the other way. You got to lay the ball on the ground. You got to be a productive outmaker. And then you got to play defense. And that's the other part of this equation is that the defense has significantly improved. He and Tony Beasley work every single day on his defense. He's more balanced. And I think what you see is a calmer, more confident player.
So this is a little bit about Rugi, but also sort of just a big picture question. How big a believer are you in guys that can sort of be streaky guys, where it's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold? Like with Odor, can he get to a point where he'll be a really consistent at-bat-by-at-bat guy and batting average be steady, or are some guys just sort of hot and cold throughout a year?
Well, there are guys that are inconsistent. That's the hot and cold. You know, these why are they hot? Well, they're getting pitches to hit, and they're not missing them. A guy like Ruggie, who has the ability to manipulate the swing, see pitches, hit the ball the other way, put the ball on the ground. He's starting to prove that he can shrink the zone and take walks. So do I believe he can be consistent and stay in that zone? Yes, I do. There are other guys who, you know, you look at the strikeout rates, their walk rates, they're upside down on it. The contact ratio is not high, but they go into these hot streaks where you see the high batting average, and then you see the cold streaks where they become, you know, looks a little more challenging. Those guys have got to commit to what makes them good as a hitter and stick with it. You strip down the fat. You got to get to what you do as a hitter and stay with it. You got to give up something. And if it's, you know, a guy that's, you know, 40 home runs, 41, 42, 50 home runs, but that low batting average, high strikeout rate, you know, do you shrink the zone for yourself, look to hit the ball the other way and understand that, you know, a productive outs mean something to your team, and not only that, to the psyche of you as a hitter.
Hey, Benny, this is the first time we've talked to you since Chu got named to the All-Star team on Sunday. What was his reaction to you, and what are your thoughts on him making it at his age?
Well, first of all, it's an incredible feat for him. And at his age, and you know, there's a couple of guys, Nick Markakis, Mitch Moreland, you know, these guys that make the All-Star team at a certain part of their career, or maybe they've never made it before. It's just a testament to their dedication to their craft and their team, and really just relentless pursuit of being good players. And when I sat down, or I brought Chu in the office there in Detroit and told him individually that he had made the All-Star team, it was one of the little moments in my baseball career, just to get an opportunity to relay the message and tell a guy congratulations that he made the All-Star team for the first time. I've been telling him, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks that I thought he deserved it. I thought that it would be a great deal, but in humble fashion that Chu is, he downplayed it the entire time. But when I brought him in the office, he was pretty emotional. Just the impact on him and his family and a group of people is incredible.
Some of the stories, Ben and Skin were talking about some of their stories and interactions with them the other night, and he just seems like such a pleasure to have on a team, Banny.
Oh, he is. Listen, that's, you know, as a guy, that veteran guy that when I first came in, you know, in embraced the idea of having a guy like me come in and be a manager, but also challenge me to be better on a daily basis, and willing to, you know, say, hey, Skip, we need for you to do some things differently at times. And so, you know, that transparency from him is helped me grow. And to have a guy like that on the team it's a blessing, because you don't always get that. The investment back. And, you know, we talk about it I'm sure you talk about it in the corporate world, managing up, managing down. And he's one of those guys that, you know, is willing to express his feelings. And so I like that. And I love that about the player. I wish more of them would do it, you know, because this is truly, you know, in this context of what we do every day, it is a, you know, our team. And how we get better, and to have guys like that is only going to help us improve.
Okay, now speaking of Chu, what do you and him, and what do you guys think of the concept of players strategically taking days off when they're on a streak? Like if it's a tough matchup, how do you approach that?
Well, I mean, he'll be off today against Sale. You know, obviously a tough matchup for him. He wants to be in every day. Now, you know, one of the things we talk to him about, that with needing to get Adrian DH days also, that the ability to take days off when Adrian was DHing, you know, could he be all right with that? And, you know, given where his quad is at, he understands that. But we look at the matchups. And here's what I'll tell you is that – about Chu, the selflessness of him that 5-6 days ago, 7 days ago, whatever it was, we were right in the middle of the streak and getting closer to breaking the Ranger record. And I gave him a day off, and he came to me before the game, straight in the face. He said, "Forget about the streak. If you need for me to pinch hit in a game, and it means a possible opportunity for us to win a baseball game, I'll hit." So there you have it. You know, his mind's in the right place. Love it. He's a complete team player and, you know, deeply regarded and respected on this team.
With Joey Gallo, we're always looking for something to where we can say, this is it. He's turning the corner. He's about to be a superstar. I know for you, you can't do that. But in a night where he has a couple of walks with two strikes and a big hit, could this be a moment for Joey Gallo where we start seeing it start going, we're going back up the hill with some production?
Well, you know, obviously you got to start it at some point. But you got to string them together, Jeff. That's the thing is that, you know, a number of guys can go have one night. It's about stringing nights together. And then once you string days together, you know, a series and the next series. And so the consistency makes you and has the feel good of turn the corner. The urgency of everybody on the outside, which, you know, we all like to have our own urgency and speed by which things happen. It's just, you know, you can't forget that these players like Rugi, in the middle of everything that he was going through, we wanted him to change the corner immediately, and then when he didn't, you know, what do we think? And it's the same thing. These still young players that are still developing. Starting point. I like what I saw, but I've liked what I've seen in some of the other at-bats, too. The nine-pitch at-bat with a lot of foul balls. This guy was throwing 100 miles an hour. You know, does he lay off pitches? Is he calmer in the box? You know, does he, you know, when you look at a hitter and you look at their feet, and, you know, are their feet calm and they've got a great balance? What they're telling you is, you know what, they're a dangerous hitter tonight because they're seeing the ball well and they're very confident in what they're doing. And that's what we saw from Joey last night.
It's the Jeff Banister Show here on The Fan. Do you think the break is going to be good for Cole Hamels?
I think the break will be good for all of us. I know that this, you know, group of guys have been going at it hard. They spend a lot of energy, like all teams. But, you know, when you're looking uphill, you need that physical break, but you need the mental break too. But I think it'll be good for Cole. You know, kind of let the body rest and kind of get away from it a little bit, and probably get away from a lot of things in the media, speculation and talk, where he can enjoy himself and his family, kind of reconnect and recharge and get back at it.
Shifting gears a little bit, Benny, how impressed are you or surprised how well Kiner Falefa's catching? I'm kind of surprised, and I'm like, are you tempted to use him even more?
Well, I mean, we used him, what, it's been, he's played three days in a row, two catching days. We saw it in spring training. We saw the athleticism. Now, we didn't know that, hey, you get into a major league season in the middle of it, the calmness that he would have, knew that. He didn't even know if that was going to be the case until we gave him the opportunity. So I am surprised about that. You know, we're not surprised about the athleticism. I'm just, you know, how he's been able to control himself has been the most impressive thing.
Mm-hmm. Benny, with the All-Star break almost upon us and the trade deadline approaching, obviously you guys have already made a trade, but when you have guys that are traded away from your big league club, do you have moments with certain guys where it's a lot tougher for you when you watch them go, or you have to sit down and tell them that they're going?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to tell any of them. Look, you're telling one of your teammates and that he's no longer on your team. And when you're on the outside, you don't understand just what the amount of time we spend together. And I say this, we do life together and everything. I mean, we're involved in everything that goes on, our families, struggles, challenges, so especially when a guy's you've been together for a while, and all of a sudden you're telling him, hey, look, you're not going to be on this team anymore, and all the things you talked about, all the plans you had, kind of dreams and expectations now are no longer true for that individual. And there is an emotional part of that, and that's why, you know, we like to think it on the outside, well, it's just a business, this part of it. Yeah, it's a business from the outside, but from the inside, it's a family, people-oriented venture, and we're all in this thing together, so it is a challenge.
How much are you specifically, and if you know guys around the league, how much can managers be involved in trade discussions? For instance, I think back to Michael Young when he got dealt. I know that him and John Daniels' relationship at that point wasn't great. It is now, and he's back with the organization. But when it's a team leader like that, do managers try to sort of interject and say, please don't take this guy from my clubhouse?
Absolutely. No, you have those conversations. JD is our leader, general manager, and he puts his team together. And he answers the questions about that. And it's, you know, but I like to think that this, you know, the partnership of it, you know, kind of democratic style, we all have our input, but yet, you know, he is the leader and makes the decisions. And you know, I know that he values the opinions and the thoughts. And so we have discussions. But at the end of the day, you know, I trust, you know, what his track record is and how his process to get to the point for us to be able to make changes. Plus I also, you know, we a shared vision of where we're going. You know, this is not, you know, everybody likes to think about, well, this, you know, you change things and it happens today and all of a sudden it's different. No, it's, you know, there are two things that you got to realize. The decisions you make impact you today, but, you know, as long as you pay attention to the impact that they're going to make in the future for an organization and a fan base, I think you're always, you know, making them for the right reason.
Absolutely terrific insights, Banny. Mm-hmm. As always, we appreciate you, man. Give them hell tonight.
You got it, guys. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.